Talk Live.
855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about dating for the, I guess, last hour, and darn going on an hour now. There's an article
and
here.
And I've barely gotten into the article.
Right.
Apparently. Not usually how it happens.
I just can't leave this subject alone and must shove my foot deep in my mouth every opportunity. But
where did you shove your foot in your mouth?
I don't know. I think I sound pretty vain during this whole conversation, but that's just me. Let's go to Michael calling in from, is this Southeast New Mexico? Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how am I coming through?
You're coming through well.
Okay, I had a quick question or a couple questions that I wanted to ask, and I'll get off the line and let you talk about it if you'd like.
I'd rather just you just ask the questions. We'll interact. That'd be better for me.
Okay. Well, it's about XQ Score, the new program, or I guess the, I don't know how new it is, but it's new information for us, a program that allows, I guess, the NSA to just know your name and your email address, and they can get a lot of your background information.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering what would happen if that program were to get out and be torrented to, you know, me and you and just about anyone else who'd want it.
Well, there's one problem with that. What it takes for XKeyscore to actually work is a massive amount of data storage. Because, in fact, that's one of why, I'm guessing one of the reasons Snowden didn't release this right away, perhaps, or talk about it right away, is because there's so much information required for XKeyscore to work on everybody. Because, again, what it is, like you said, is you get someone's email address and their name, and then you can just, you know, see pretty much what the, you know, what they've done over a certain period of time. But that data can only be held, because it's so much data, it can only be held for a very limited time, and then it just goes away. So it would be difficult for a private person of any kind to really reenact that on the same scale that XKeyscore does it.
Yeah, does that answer the question, Michael?
Yeah, it answered it quite well. I was just wondering, because if it was able to be, you know, if anyone could use it and use it effectively, then, you know, what would keep, you know, the politicians and the generals and, you know, all the bureaucrats out there from being able to hide things from us? I think that would be a powerful weapon, and I mean, it looks like it's not, but yeah. I was just thinking, you're looking at it the wrong way.
Yeah, I agree, because it could be used then. And one of the ways, if someone wanted to look into it, is there's BitTorrent Sync, which actually allows data to sync in the cloud. But then you have the largest hard drive ever created, essentially. Hmm. And then maybe private individuals could do it. It'd be cool.
Thanks for the call, Michael. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Jeremy in Rhode Island. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Howdy. Howdy.
Howdy.
So I think that... well, as far as online dating goes, I think people were, it's...
Online dating? Okay.
Yeah. I've done it before, and I met people through it, but honestly, like, the best interactions I've had have just been meeting people out and, you know, offline. Because, you know, the world is big enough, and, like, if you don't have enough interaction to meet people like that, then there's an issue. But this whole, you know, taking a woman to Hooters thing, I just wanted to get my take on that. I think the problem is taking a woman out. You know, there's really no reason, and, you know, I'm sorry if this offends you, Stephanie, but there's no reason you shouldn't be cooking for a man on the first date.
Oh, God.
Right. I saw your comment on the Facebook page. Not funny.
You weren't amused?
No.
I mean, well, why? Why wouldn't you do that? I mean, you can get better quality food. You actually get a chance to show off your culinary abilities.
Yeah. So why should it be me that's cooking? Why couldn't he cook, or why couldn't both of us cook together?
Well, one would assume, I mean, you would, you know. I mean, I suppose, but would you rather him go over to your house, or would you rather go over to his? Like, what if he has a dungeon?
I don't know if I'm interested in dating any men. I think I'll just become a lesbian.
Well, I mean, he could do something at her house, too. I don't know. I suppose you could feel slightly more at ease at your own house, but I mean, things can happen in domicile. This is one of the reasons that first dates are generally done.
If you don't feel comfortable being in the house with somebody, don't go to either person's house.
Generally, first dates are done on neutral ground for a reason, because you don't necessarily want the person whom you are, you know, getting to know to know where you live.
By the way, I'm all for, you know, splitting the cost of a meal. You know, if you go on a date with somebody, why not?
That is even hard to do, though. Jeremy, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Your 2 cents. And
your 2 cents.
It's hard to, as a male, to figure out how to get the woman to accept, you know, to accept half the bill or whatever. I think that there's so many societal pressures when it comes to that that it's very difficult to do without looking like a cheapskate. I do like the advice that many of these dating things suggest. Coffee.
Yeah, coffee is inexpensive.
It's
it's
a great opportunity to talk.
Place.
You're not spending so much time. Yeah, I mean,
I like that.
You know, coffee's good, and I think that's.
I personally don't care if someone has culinary ability. I mean, that's such, especially, you know, talking about our big world that we have now. I mean, no one has to even have culinary ability to eat well and on the cheap. I mean, that's just.
Is that so?
I think so.
I would think that, staying at home and cooking well is the best way to eat well and eat at a low cost.
Well, maybe the best way.
Hired a man as a personal chef.
Right, and if you
because I didn't
and
enjoy
you've hired
cooking.
A man as a cleaning to clean.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you've got to pick between a person who can clean a house well and a person who can cook well, cooking well is a more valuable skill, monetarily speaking.
Mm, yeah, well, you got to eat more often than you have to clean, right?
855 450 free. Let's go to. Got a Nathan here calling on Skype. We'll see how catastrophic this is. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I had two questions, one for Mark and one for Stephanie.
Okay.
For Stephanie, I guess just now he was talking about cooking or whatever on the first date. Do you think most women find it, I guess, attractive if men know how to cook or if they're skilled at cooking? And for Mark, my question is,
Hold on before we go on. Let's just ask Stephanie here.
I'm finding that difficult to answer because I don't know about most women.
Yeah, I don't think Stephanie knows about most women. I don't think you can ask that, Stephanie. Speaking for all women, Stephanie's going to be not even good at of women on the planet. I don't think Stephanie's going to be good at this.
I could answer for myself. I mean, I think it would be, you know, cool if somebody had a talent or a passion for cooking. You know, I think I might find that attractive in a man or a woman, but you know, there's lots of other, like having a talent or a passion for a lot of things could be attractive, right? It's really that someone is interested in something and skilled at it that's attractive, not particularly that they could cook.
I think that their skill probably matters more. Like if they're good at fixing muscle cars, mm-hmm. probably not going to be as attractive as they're good at making mini delicious meals, because mm-hmm. everybody eats, and some women like muscle cars.
Sure.
So I'm just saying that it's a skill set that's going to be more.
But when you're dating, you just want a specific. Well, maybe more than one person, but you know, you're not looking at a population wide thing, right? Unless you're.
I'm just saying it's a more broadly accepted skill set. Nathan, go ahead.
Oh, and my question for you was, you were talking about how something about how people find a sense of humor to be attractive.
Yes,
I think
I believe
you said that.
And I don't think you have to be funny. I think you have to be sort of willing to be funny. Just, you know, lighthearted is, you know, you give off a lighthearted air. And
Well, my question is, because in the past I've thought like that, and I found that sometimes that doesn't seem to work. Like sometimes if you try to be funny and the other person, the partner, doesn't find that to be funny, it can just sort of, you know what I mean? If they don't find your remarks to be funny, it's,
yep. Oh, yeah.
I guess what I'm asking is, do you think
it's not foolproof, dude? The fact is that when it comes to the dating game, and I know that this isn't the way it is for every man and every mind, but this is the way essentially the dating game is played, is you're really going through a bunch of losers to find the winner. And that's, you know, if she doesn't find your lightheartedness funny, excellent. Next.
Okay, thanks.
Sure. Thanks,
on.
Nathan. 855, 450 free, Free Talk Live. How bad is my dating advice?
Odd or not.
Business owners, listen up. Give me a Success! Incorporate your business!
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can give us a call on Skype at lrn.fm. And I guess you just send a friend request first, and we'll accept it, and you can just give us a call. It sounds great. When, by the way, Nathan, who just called in, did a great job, and he called in with Skype, so he sounded awesome. Anyway, you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE if the only thing you got handy is one of them old telephone
things.
Did
you say our name on Skype?
LRN.FM?
Oh, okay, yeah, I must have missed it. Yeah.
It's just so common that we say it, you know, LRN.FM is our Liberty Radio Network that Free Talk Live puts out, so it's, that's what our handle is, LRN.FM. We talk about gold and silver here on Free Talk Live all the time. And if you want it for perhaps doing some bartering with your friends and neighbors using real money, commodity-based currencies, a great way to get gold and silver is by going through gold.freetalklive.com. We've got gold and silver pieces there that you can get at great rates, and some pieces that are very difficult to find anyplace else. We've got the Ludwig von Mises silver piece.
The Mises pieces.
The Mises pieces, indeed. And several other beautiful pieces there that are nearly exclusive to Midas Resources.
Silver, you know, both silver and gold, but especially silver, is at an amazing price right now.
Yeah, now's the time to buy, really.
Yeah. I've bought some recently.
Gold.freetalklive.com to get that done. Let's go to Andrew in Ontario. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, would you guys say that the ultimate goal of the Free State Project would be to see the free market replace the state government of New Hampshire?
I would love to see that happen.
The ultimate goal of the Free State Project.
Personally.
We are three signers of the Free State Project and represent, therefore, 0.3% of the people in New Hampshire and a much smaller percentage of that than the total people. But the stated intent of the Free State Project is to move 20,000 Liberty Lovers here to exert the fullest practical effort towards the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. So, sort of the cops, courts, and causeways libertarians. But that's the maximum role. There's room for people that would like to see free market in every area of our lives, and we probably fit into that. And so, yeah, I think that that's probably the goal to some extent.
Okay, and what kind of significant changes do you see actually happening by the time each of you, you know, are done, so to speak?
What do you mean, dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want liberty in my lifetime. You know, I don't know if I'm going to get it. But...
Well, yeah, that's the thing. We all want it in our lifetime, but I don't think that you could get, you know, significant amounts of liberty over the next 80 years, do you?
It depends. The state budget was cut by 12% in the 2010 to 2012 biennium.
My secret weapon is transhumanism.
Yeah, I was going to mention that.
I'm planning on living longer.
I plan on being around for a very, very long time. But let's just say within 80 years, it's a question of can governments even sustain themselves that much longer to where they'd even still be around?
And if they're not...
Then to have 20,000 people in one spot that have an understanding of how economics actually work is a pretty great jump ahead in the game.
Yeah, I think that's a huge jump and a great point, Brian. I'd also say that even if your governmental growth stood still in one state, that state over time progressively would be far more free than every other state when you look at the progression of government. If it does stick around, the United States government does stick around for 80 more years, that if one state could arrest the growth of government, then they would have a huge advantage over the rest.
And
rolling back of government in this very early portion.
Okay. I haven't seen much rolling back of government, to be completely honest.
I've seen it roll back. I haven't seen much of it.
Yeah, I haven't seen much either. I'm just being completely honest. I haven't seen much political progress in New Hampshire, and that's not what I work on anyway.
In the budget?
Oh,
it's huge.
Nah, I'm...
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. That it's like the whole political system, when you encompass all of it, a budget cutback isn't that much progress, is it?
Budget cutbacks are extraordinarily rare. You hear about a budget cut, you're hearing...
Didn't it mostly go from the hospitals, though? Didn't they mostly cut, like, the funding to hospitals?
I couldn't tell you exactly where. Most of it came from social welfare programs.
I mean, I'd like to see 100% cut in the budget, to be completely clear. But, you know, what I was going to say is, like, what if, you know, even if there's not much political progress in New Hampshire, even if the government kind of continues on as it's going, what if there were kind of a robust and thriving network of liberty-loving businesses and individuals, perhaps a counter-economy, perhaps people who are, you know, doing business without permission and forming a community? I think that would be a huge win, and I see that already happening, and that's one of the things that really appeals to me.
It certainly is, and it's always nice to have people that to hang out with, too.
If I want to get meat, you know, for the winter, I can buy a pig from Mark. and I can buy a pig from another farm that's run by free staters. And if I want to get, you know, honey or salsa or other products, you know, I can get them from other free staters. If I want to work with them, if they want to hire me, I can do that.
Yeah, okay. That's
pretty cool.
That's the way I see it going. It's not so much governments collapsing, but sort of an alternate, civilization, I guess, kind of rising up and just having, you know, the statist and the libertarians living side by side kind of thing.
I don't know.
It works with Native American tribes, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, that's sort of. But I mean,
sort of.
I live in Canada, right? And the whole Native thing here I don't know. They're slowly starting to take away their rights, and they're slowly starting to seep the government into the Native life, like just step by step, baby steps. It's kind
sure.
There seem to be some Native tribes that get left alone, like. Well, I know the Lakota Nation here is, like, seceded, that lives in U.S. territory. They've seceded, like, 20 times.
Yeah, right.
I don't think the U.S. government really recognizes them, but there are some Native tribes that largely get left alone. Some of them don't, and I agree. In Canada, like, there's a history of having those schools that were actually run by not just the Canadian government, but, like, the church was involved with them, too, and there was, like, rampant sexual abuse. They experimented on these Native kids by depriving them of a certain nutrients and then seeing what happened when they gave them milk again. I mean, it was just awful. So, but, you know, there's a lot of horrible things that go on with Natives, but there are a few tribes, as I understand it, that do sort of get left alone.
So
I'd like to see it become like that. Like, why can't we become a tribe that gets left alone?
Here's the point I'd like you to walk away from this with, Andrew, is there's all kinds of liberty lovers that believe all kinds of different things here that want to see all kinds of progress forward. I think the idea that people are selling milk and meat without paying some kind of taxes on it is patently ridiculous in creating freedom. But if that's your thing, dude, there's all kinds of people that agree, including Stephanie.
And Mark, you're an agorist and you don't even know it.
Right, absolutely I am.
You're bringing down the state with your pigs.
And I appreciate the people that have worked to get me a 12% tax cut, and I think that that's tremendous.
Wait a minute. Do you actually get a 12% tax? Did your property taxes go down by 12%?
They did go down. I don't think they went down by 12%.
Yeah, so we're...
The state portions of the property taxes that went down, and I can't quantify that because I didn't do the math on the state portions. Most of it's local. It's those gosh darn government schools where they're stealing money from my kid to send their kids to school that caused all the money.
I totally agree. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
855 453 Free Talk Live.
I hate children.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE or on Skype. At lrn.fm, that's the handle or whatever it might be. I don't know how you precisely describe it. There. Anyway, lrn.fm on Skype and 855-450-FREE on the telephone. Real quick, LegalZoom.com. You can join more than a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can use documents to incorporate a business, do a name change, get a prenup, file a bankruptcy, get a divorce, do immigration stuff, even pet protection plans, all at LegalZoom.com. Whatever you might need, they've got it. Fortune Magazine calls them blessedly simple. I used LegalZoom.com to create a will. And if you've got a family, you need one of those. By the way, I think the number is like 90%, 85% or something of Americans die without a will. Creates a terrible disaster for your family. Use coupon code FTL to save $10. I don't know what they've got wills priced at now, but they're less, I believe, less than $100 for the sort of base thing there. And you can get $10 off. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Let's go to Robert calling from Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good.
Good. I was listening to Stephanie. She was talking earlier, or a few minutes ago, about, you know, the tribe and stuff like that, and trying to create a type of community.
Mm-hmm.
Is what it sounded like that she was saying. But man, that's going to be tough. I think about, you know, I'm not perfect or anything, but I'm thinking that, you know, the one of the toughest things that I see that we're having is that there's no code of honor in this country at all. You know?
Well, tell me more about that.
Well, I mean, meaning that the guy next to you may or may not stab you in the back. See what I'm saying?
Literally or figuratively?
Take a look at where we're at with this country. I mean, it's just, we're falling apart. Big time.
Well, I guess, Robert, what we're, I think what Stephanie was referring to was the Free State Project and the community contained within, therein, I suppose.
Right.
And at this point, things are successful in that area. We had a Free State Project member, a signer, I think is the terminology, participant, who fell off a balcony and broke her back. She's paralyzed in a wheelchair. The incredible power of these people to come together and help her through all the trials and tribulations. It was amazing.
And this happened a couple years ago.
A couple years ago.
Immediately there was some fundraising that went on. People visited her in the hospital, and she was in, you know, she went down to Boston, so that was a little drive. People helped her, you know, find a roommate to take care of her and get a wheelchair, all kinds of different things. And, yeah, it was really heartwarming. So maybe there is something to be said for the power of, I guess, community and the value of having a reputation within a community.
Yeah, those are all, I mean, again, those are all wonderful things. I mean, I'd like to be able to be in a community like that, you know, where people, you know, really care about each other and really want to help each other. But, I mean, where I'm at now, I mean, my wife and I, we've lived here for 7 or 8 years. You know, and now, just within the last 7 to 8 months, I mean, there's a heroin epidemic going on here.
Wow.
You know, and
I'm not talking about geographic areas as much, though, Robert. I think that the difference is what we're talking about here is we're talking about a community in our minds. We are connected to people who are part of the Free State Project. I might consider my neighbors to be closer to me, like Free State Project members to be closer to me than somebody who lives in my town.
Yeah, Mark, you and I live about an hour apart geographically, but we see each other every week, and I bought some pigs from you, and
I can count on you. I can count on you more than I can count on people in my town. We may disagree on some philosophical subjects, but I can count on you, and you can count on me, and that's those are the parts of the community. You have to build that within the Free State Project's sort of the community itself. You have to be available and willing to help other people, but sort of the higher one's profile in that way, the better one's going to be taken care of.
Right, and I've heard you guys talk about, you know, we need to have more people move to New Hampshire, we need more people to get involved in a project, and that's a wonderful idea, you know, but you're going to get people that are going to be coming in that are going to be dysfunctional.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we already have that.
We have all kinds of stuff like that, Robert. You're absolutely right. Absolutely.
And we have a lot of dysfunctional people.
When people show up and they immediately... You see, a taker has a very difficult time being a giver, right?
Right. I agree.
They have a very difficult time doing that. And they're really, generally, very obvious who's the takers and who are the givers within 2 months.
Right.
The takers don't get to take anything because they don't get given anything.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But the givers will be taken care of because they're givers, and that's the nature of people. People want to give to somebody who gives. So
exactly.
I think you're absolutely right that inside of any other system that wasn't judging somebody based on their activities, you know, this is a small community, so we're able to do it. And I think it's actually more than one community. There's many communities within the Free State Project, but they sort of network together. And I would say that there are very few people that are gaming others in this community.
I'm thinking that, if we weren't conditioned, you know, to believe a lot of the stuff that they taught us, I mean, going back into the 50s and 60s, I mean, you know, with the Rockefellers and you know, they were all lies.
What
are you talking about? The school?
They were all lies.
Public school?
Public schools, exactly. All of them things. And, you know, they've conditioned, I mean, my parents were conditioned to believe all of that, and then they in turn taught us that conditioning.
Yeah, yep. That's how it happens.
The conditioning, is powerful. There's no doubt about it. Robert, thank you for the call. So I think the difference is we're not creating the communities that were given to us. Like, there, you live in a town, I live in a town. Those aren't our communities, and they're not.
Right, because the reason we moved here was to be around people who shared at least some of our values.
Yeah, it was
right?
ideological.
And so the community that we are part of, and I think that we're part of other communities, too, I'm a volunteer fireman in my town.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Quaker meeting, and I hang out with the Quakers sometimes, too. So I'm part of different social networks, but my main group, my main community, is the Free State Project and the movers thereof. When a person who was, you know, a liberty-oriented person got cancer here in Keene, New Hampshire, we, in my family, we got them $300 in grocery carts.
Wow.
Because even if, you know, no matter what, you can't work during those circumstances,
yeah.
and you need groceries.
Yeah. yeah.
And that's the kind of thing you do. I'm confident that if I needed some kind of help, if, you know what, I get all kinds of help. When I say, I need guys, I need help at my farm to do this or that, I have people show up. I often compensate them some, you know, small amount of pay or whatever. But, yeah, they show up and I can count on them. So.
Yeah, you have those contacts already established and they know that you're a reliable person to do that work for, right?
Right, and you have to be a giver in order to
yeah.
receive from the beginning.
There are some people who come up, you know, to New Hampshire and expect
yep.
to receive right away.
Yeah.
And they
that
quickly,
goes poorly.
Yeah, that does not go
and
well.
Often there's you know, much gnashing of teeth and rending of clothing over this. It's like, oh my God, I thought you people were going to give me community. You, the Free State Project's a failure. You know, like there's all kinds of things being said. Well, it's because you're needy or whatever. You know, like you keep
part of liberty
in
is
wanting
is personal responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to be able to take care of yourself and be independent.
Yeah, I think a lot of those kinds of people, they just don't live here very long.
Yep.
Oftentimes that's the case.
Yep.
But that, you know, and hopefully there's a better place for them. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Your thoughts.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Should I give the telephone number, Stephanie?
Sure.
Okay.
They can still call in if they want to.
855-453. We might be able to squeeze you in here in the final segment of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Please, when you do your online shopping, do that online shopping at Amazon and Newegg. The Newegg's a computer store online. Do it through shop.freetalklive.com. It is hugely valuable to us here on Free Talk Live. It is a big way that we make money. And, yeah, it doesn't cost you anything more. You get the same prices, same service, just an extra couple of clicks. Bookmark it. Use that same bookmark when you go at shop.freetalklive.com. Stephanie, you got a show. You do work.
Well, let me promote my freelance voiceover services. If anybody needs a commercial, video narration, audiobook even, you can get in touch with me at smvoice.info.
One of the best female voices in the industry.
Woohoo!
At a reasonable price.
Yeah, very reasonable. I always give a discount for Bitcoin payment, too.
There
or Litecoin.
Bitcoin or Litecoin.
Yeah.
Where are you going to get any of the Litecoin business, people?
I've had people pay me in Litecoins.
Excellent. How do people get a hold of you?
smvoice.info.
smvoice.info. Got it.
Thank you.
So, let's try to finish up this article about this fellow that's asking these gals that rejected his dating advances.
Okay, so this is woman number two.
Woman two. Victoria.
She is an actress and
so
model.
So say Victoria.
Probably not her real name.
So he's an ordinary looking guy and she's an actress and a model?
Yes.
Okay, great.
She lives next door to one of his best friends. So are you seeing anyone right now? She says, no. He says, really? She said, they come in waves. They all get shipped away. What do you mean? I don't know. I date actors and they get shipped off somewhere. And he says, when we went to that party together, I thought we were on a date, but you didn't think so. She says, I know. I felt really bad. He said, no, you shouldn't feel bad. I should have known. Also, you kept comparing me to your autistic friend. She says, oh, my God, he's not autistic. He said, you said he had Asperger's. She says, no, he was misdiagnosed with it. He's one of my best friends. He says, what do I have in common with him? She says, you're both extremely intelligent. You're both really insightful. And you're both really funny. He says, what makes someone attractive to you? Do you have any types? She said, I guess I'd know if I'm attracted to someone from the very beginning. I have several types. He says, what's a deal breaker for you physically? She said, it's not something I can put my finger on exactly. He says, sure, but there's got to be something you've seen on someone that's made you go, that's not attractive to me. She said, well, if a guy is way smaller than me, I become hyper aware of myself. And then she talks about being tall. So basically, this conversation just rambles and rambles, doesn't go anywhere, like all of them. Nobody can really give him any good information about why they rejected him.
So this is...
This is the theme.
I keep on saying this over and over again, and I don't think people really understand it when I say it. I don't think people understand their own motivations.
Sometimes not.
This is one of the reasons I don't even like advertising, what do they call these, focus groups?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They're trying to be scientific about it, but people aren't scientific about that knowing themselves.
I don't think they do. You know, I mean, yeah. This woman can't say, I don't like fat guys. I mean, she can't put those words, can't come out of her mouth.
Well, I think she's trying really hard to be nice.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's conditioned to, like, just not come out and say it, when really the easiest thing would be to just come out and say it.
Yeah.
You know, that, hey, well, you look like a nerd. You know what I mean? And that's not necessarily
a bad thing. I'm not attracted to you. I mean,
yeah, say that.
You know, that gets the point across without being mean, you know?
Sure. If sure. I think it's just people understand it as just saying the same thing without trying to be, you know, I mean, being blunt. I think it sounds the same.
Well, like, okay, Mark, if a man hit on you right now.
I'm not gay.
Yeah. I'm not attracted to you is the same as I'm not gay.
No, I mean, I think that it's different. It's like it's fundamentally a different thing. There's not darn few men that I'm going to be interested in any way, shape, or form. it's not the same thing. Don't find you attractive isn't the same thing as I'm not gay. We're not even playing the same game, pal. It's not that you're not in my league. We're not playing the same game.
Okay, but, you know, I don't know. I think there's a value, especially if you're concerned about, you know, being nice, right? I think there's a value in making it about your preferences, not about, the other person is ugly, you know.
I think there is, but I just think that over time that becomes less and less valuable in an interaction. Like, people understand it more. I mean, you're still communicating the same information. You can do it in a less and more abrupt fashion.
I would really prefer, like, if somebody rejected me and then they said, I'm just not attracted to you, I could handle that. If somebody said, you are ugly,
yes,
I would feel worse.
I gotcha. Different people are going to interpret differently.
Fine. Okay, Mark has a thick skin. You can tell him he's ugly. So the next woman that he talked to, this is a childhood crush of his.
Okay.
And they were friends as young people.
Sorry to hear that.
He says, I spent
my
entire...
This is another problem I don't have, mm-hmm. is I generally don't get caught in the friend zone, mm-hmm. because I don't have time for your friend zone, and I'm going to ask... the questions I need to ask in order to get to a red light or a green light. I'm not scared of red lights.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of no's. We're going to find out this information. We're going to do it relatively quickly. Sometimes this is a turnoff, but I can, you know.
Sure.
I guess it's just part of my personality. To some extent, I consider it a numbers game. You know, that's that.
I think that's a real problem, though, because really, it's a good idea to be friends with the person before you end up going out with them.
I don't disagree with that statement.
Right.
Get to know them anyway.
But I think there's a difference between being friends with somebody and being in the friend zone.
Okay.
The friend zone is generally connotates a person who does not wish to be there. And
and can't be honest about it, though.
And really,
right.
He's never going to get out of it. Like, I'd love to hear the story, although it's unlikely I'm going to get it here in the last 3 minutes of tonight's program, of the person who managed to get out of the friend zone. But, yeah, I was friends with my wife beforehand, but I always play, at the end of my dating career, I played a game of sort of, delayed gratification. I just wanted to, you know, see how long we could go before things turned into whatever they turned into. And that's just it's just a game I was playing with myself, like how I want to do it. Not a game I'm playing with other people, just a game I'm playing with myself. And so, yeah, I was friends with my wife for a couple of months, but we knew what was up the whole time. We just weren't physically interacting.
Yeah, but like I get worried with even this all sounds like speed dating, and mm-hmm. and that just seems so strange to, you know, I mean, okay, inside of 5 minutes, I mean, what, you're just going to gather each other's isms, I'm into this, I'm into that, and then you just know that you're, you know, okay, we'll go out.
Well, so you have to get to know. You're claiming that you have to get to know somebody in order to know whether or not you find them to be a long-term dating prospect.
Sure.
Can you find that information out while sleeping with them?
I think it's going to bias.
We call that dating.
Probably going to bias your information.
It could, or yeah. It could not.
Yeah, I mean, but you're talking about this is a time frame where, like, you know, biologically you have, you know, NGF running through you like crazy.
NGF.
For producing nerve growth, or I'm sorry.
It's a nerve growth factor, yeah, but that's it's a hormone.
Some love drug.
Right, yeah, basically. That, you know, scientists say gets, you know, heavily produced in your body when you're in, you know, at these initial stages in a relationship.
Yeah, I think you
could
cut off a relationship that in which you're not having sex more easily and with more logic and fortitude than you could when you are having sex. I'll agree with that statement, sure.
Yeah. So I just, like, I can't picture you getting into a meaningful relationship through half of these means that are being discussed, and like and especially to just like the first woman was only 20 minutes and he's already asking her, well, what do you think of me? I mean, aren't you going to get the most superficial answers?
Oh, no, that it was 20 minutes after she had rejected him, but they had known each other before that.
Oh,
for
okay.
a few times or something. They hung out a few times or something like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't. So if you meet a person that you're interested in and the situation is that you're probably never going to see them again, a date gives importance and gravity to the relationship, whereas I'd like to be your friend and spend more time with you just doesn't make any sense. It's like kind of weird. Like, why? What? Who? Do you know what I mean? Like, you meet somebody on a crowded subway car. I don't live anywhere that the subway cars, right? and never met anybody on a subway car. But and you're going to get off and, you know, you're going to go your separate ways and you're never going to see again. You know, how do you do anything but ask them on a date?
What are your
auspices
for asking them on a date?
Could, I guess you find them attractive.
You could text them.
So
you could text back and forth, or you could say, can I have your card or your email address?
I know nothing about this texting thing. Well, I'm really sorry. I don't. All my dating advice is pre-internet. I really don't have good internet dating advice.
Well, what about asking them for their phone number?
So
talk
then
a few
asking
times
someone out on a date is purely physical?
Like
I certainly think that that's where it starts.
Where it starts, but that's...
And where it ends? FreeTalkLive.com. Go
yes,
check us out in the meantime.
That's right.
Mark's dating advice.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.